couple of guys sharing the same shirt together. I cut the sleeves off, though.
Well, this was my feeling. I believe you wore it on last stream, right?
I don't know. I was going to wear my beef shirt that I got from Matt from 738. But it shows my titty hair, so I'm going to wear that to bed.
Okay, so it's... Oh, because it's white?
It just goes, like, kind of down like this. Like, so it shows your, like, your...
Like your chest hair, you mean like that?
Yeah, like right up above where your titties are. Yeah,
I mean that's my chest hair. What's wrong with showing a bit of chest hair?
I don't do that.
But yeah, so I thought it was okay to wear it because I didn't think you'd wear it two streams in a row. So that was my
comfortable, dude.
No, I love it. I love it as a shirt. I just that was my thought process and why I wore it. And why I thought I was safe wearing it.
Somebody said top five time of the week here, Teddy Bonks. I found a guy. I hate to do it. Well, fuck it, I don't care to do this. We're doing the Rotten Tomatoes guys episode. I found a guy that I was able to figure out his top 10 favorite movies by reading through his reviews. By sometimes he would be like, this is in my top six.
Oh, I see. So you had to do a bit of math.
Yeah. He was psychotic, man. If you get in there and you start looking at what people are reviewing, like I read this review of this movie. I didn't put it in the notes, but I think I have it on my phone. A movie called Meet Bill. You ever heard of Meet Bill?
I don't think. I mean, maybe. I know it's not. What's it about? Who's in it?
It has Aaron Eckhart, Jessica Alba, and Elizabeth Banks.
Yeah, that seems like a kind of a, you know, I mean, one of those kind of movies that gets made for whatever reason you can't quite figure out. Let's thank a couple subs. It's Hunts or It Shunts. I'm not sure. Subscribing tier one, 7 months. Thank you so much. We've also got Backlash Jack subscribing 11 months, 24K gold beaded Jadaki statue. Gifting a tier one sub to Leica Cosmos and Double Neg Deanna Elise subscribing 17 and 4 months. Thank you so much. Bless you. Thank you.
So the review this guy gave it is 4.5 stars. Now this movie is 20% critic score, 44% audience score, which is abysmal. That's like Borderlands numbers.
Klondike is what five. They're calling it now. Subscribing 11 months, Borderlands. I might have to go see it. I saw a trailer for it. I went and saw a movie last night, a kung fu movie.
Almost went and saw that Walled City or whatever it was.
Yeah. I did. I went and saw it. I went and saw.
That's a little sleepy.
I think it's called Walled In, like Twilight of the Warrior Walled In.
Yeah, yeah. I almost went to see that. Almost.
It's very good. Very good. Classic old school kung fu movie. And yeah, and the wild thing about it is it's about this like walled in city with no laws.
Kowloon. Yeah, that exists. Yeah, but
I know. I thought it was like a dystopian futuristic movie when I read the thing, but it turns out it's a place that existed in Hong Kong until 1993. Tom Dobb subscribing, Dire Mude subscribing tier one, 8 months. It's actually wild, though. They had no laws there. Like the police didn't go there.
Well, I watched The Plan last night. We went to the Latino festival here. We were going to get dinner. Eat some of their food. You know what I mean?
Makes sense. Notoriously good food.
But the lines were fucking crazy. It was Saturday night. You know, there were so many people there. It was packed to the gills. Yeah. So me and my wife walked to my sister's restaurant and she made me a special hamburger. And I had that and it was delicious. And then we ended up in a fucking alleyway that was having a punk concert. We watched that and then
Don't make fun of my pronunciations on these fucking names, you fucking heathens. Shut the fuck up. They're making fun of me. I won't fucking thank the subs. How about that? How about I don't thank them?
I'll thank them.
You pieces of crap.
Yeah. We ended up all over town just having fun. It was a good night. We had a great weekend. We went bowling.
I saw the video.
There were eight of us there. Yikes. Frank, I think it was eight of us, right? And they only paid for an hour of bowling. And I was like, guys,
rookie stuff.
That is not enough time for bowling.
That's enough time maybe for my warm-ups.
So we go into a VIP room. We're bowling in a goddamn VIP room. I'm like, this is fucking great. So I went up to the counter and was like, how much would it cost to add another hour? They told me I fucking paid for it. And I was like, hey, guys, we all got another hour.
And everyone's like, oh,
sweet. No, they were happy.
Everyone's like, oh, cool. Everyone's like packing their shit up. And they're like, oh, okay.
No. I got a lot of very kind texts. Okay. Saying thank you for extending the fun. People and then me and the family.
How were, what kind of number? Now, let's notice how I think all of my fellow bowlers in the chat and everyone listening on the, you know, the VOD here, he hasn't mentioned the number. And I think everyone who's a bowler knows there's only one reason why you haven't mentioned your number up top is because it's quite low.
Game one, I won with an 87. So game two, I did not win. I cannot remember my score. Game three, I scored like 42 because I was taking a fucking
like you don't win ball. With 87. You don't win with 87. I won 87. With 87. You get the high score.
I won. I beat
you
my
don't
wife
win.
And
you don't
other,
win.
Three other people.
You don't win with 87. You get a. You got the highest score, but there's no winner in that game. You have to. You have to get above 100. I think to
No. So I got a 42 because I was picking up an 8-pound ball and throwing it as hard as I could.
I don't even know how do you even get a 42. How do you? I don't even know if I could get
winging
a 42.
Winging the ball as hard as I could down the thing without any regard for where it was going. Like I had an 8-pound ball. I held it in my hand without putting my fingers in the holes and just fucking threw it as hard as I could. And to see how fast I could get it going. So, you know, that just one didn't count.
Just imagining a guy busting in his own bowling bag and busting out his own ball, his arsenal and shit. And just
in
looking
the VIP
over
section,
just looking over and just shaking his head.
I know, in the fucking VIP section, and we're just ordering fucking food like you've never seen before. I really thought, here's the thing, I really thought I wasn't gonna get out of there for less than $500 because bowling's all expensive and shit, right? And I was like, this is gonna cost so much money. But you know what, my niece is moving to Phoenix and I'm not gonna get to see her very much, and I want to, you know, give her a special night and we're gonna bowl.
Something to me is really kind of awesome about Brian being like the big cheese at the bowling alley.
It's the big cheese. Everybody has their job to me, by the way.
Hey, anybody, what do we want over here? Hey, you want a lane? You grab a lane over there, sweetheart. No problem. Like I just, but it's at the bowling alley. I just really love that, man. So, Paul's Watterson, subscribing to 116 months and also like Daria, but gayer. I said like diarrhea but gayer last time.
So when I got the bill for the lane, they were like, that'll be $110, and I was like, well shit, that's great, I wasn't planning on spending that. Then when I got the bill for the food, it was $45. I was like, this is the best night of my life. Tipped the fucking guy like $30 and got oh, out of Lord, there for almost.
That's legitimately how much it would cost if Ariel and I went to go bowling for the two of us.
I spent less than $200 and I played a bunch of games. Like yeah, a man, lot of games. Like a lot good, of NBA basketball.
That's a you know, good cheating. Value, I would say, yeah. If it was eight people and VIP and everything.
Then we went to BJ's to get a Pazookie.
Okay, we don't need to hear about the sex club.
Well, no, my daughter goes to Pazookie Tuesday at BJ.
And why would you go there with you? That seems inappropriate. Why are you bringing your daughter and niece to BJ's for a Pazookie? What's Pazookie? No, what is Pazookie?
A Pazookie is a pizza cookie. It's a cookie with ice cream on top of it. I got a strawberry shortcake one. It was a sugar cookie.
Is it a favorite? Is it a Midwest thing? What? Where?
I don't think so. I think it's a whole country thing.
You guys all have them? Because I've literally never heard of this ever before in my life as a Canadian.
Yeah, it's Pazookie Tuesdays at BJ's. And so my daughter got the chocolate chip Pazookie, and I got the strawberry shortcake Pazookie. And
well, it's just at the chain BJ's. I see. BJ's. So it's at BJ's. Yeah. We don't have BJ's. It's
yeah,
like
I think
Costco.
It's all over the country.
It's like a Costco.
No, that's a store. BJ's is a restaurant, like an Applebee's. You got any Applebee's up there?
Yeah, not really, but like I know them.
You got an O'Charley's up there?
No.
Don't know what to tell you. It's like one of those places.
PK subscribing 5 months. I think there's Chili's like Swiss Chalet, those are all gone, but we did have those before.
Okay, then that's probably what a BJ's is. So that was cool. My daughter gets those every Tuesday night.
Boston Pizza. Sorry, thank you, Yam.
Yeah, we have one of those here.
Thank you, Yam Big. Boston Pizza, that helps me.
So my daughter goes every Tuesday because the Pizookies are only $5 that day. So she went.
And how much are they normally?
I think it was like $9. It wasn't. It didn't end up. Nothing on that night ended up costing anywhere near what I thought I was going to have to spend. Because I was, like you said, I was trying to be Mr. Like, because
big shot. You're trying to be. Dude, the bowling. You're trying to be the bowling alley big shot. Well, the kingpin. Somebody said it in the chat earlier. By the way, Gene Penis subscribing to tier one.
I hate to say, oh, the 9/11 was just a thing on the news thing. Yeah. I mean, I think that was a lot of people. I don't think that was just me. People say that they were like, I knew as soon as the plane hit the first building that we were under attack and that the world would be different from that day forward.
Oh, no, I don't know about that. But I think I knew it was a big deal when I saw a plane flying to the big
building. Probably like 3 hours later when everybody else already told you it was a big deal. You're
no. When I saw the thing, I was like, oh, that's probably a pretty big deal.
I mean, it's like, oh, a plane hit a building. That's fucking wild. And I think I remember saying that sucks or isn't that a bitch or something weird like that. I just looked at the guy and then turned back around. And like I said, I'm fucking like 20 years old and I just think everything on the news is just stuff on the news. Like I never seen anything on the news happen in front of me.
That's true. Grunk Bunkleman subscribing tier one 3 months in advance. Thank you for the vote of confidence, Grunk Bunkleman. I saw there was a plane that crashed into a building in fucking Richmond, like where I grew up. Like a small plane just like crashed into downtown Richmond's like really small. It just like crashed into an apartment building. I remember driving by and it was like out of a movie, a hole in the side of the apartment. It was wild, man.
Yeah, like, I just didn't know. I didn't know. And really, honestly, by about the middle of the day, I was already being like a really corny guy and being like, my wife works in a government building, but she didn't really work in a government building. She worked at a private building, but that did government functions. And I got all worried about her. And then it was just, oh, there's a fucking Rickenbacker Air Force Base, a decommissioned Air Force Base in my neighborhood. And I was like, they could fucking attack that. And now that I'm a little older, I'm like, yeah.
Were
like,
you, wait a second. I got a question for you. Be honest. Were you calling them freedom fries?
No. But okay. I did get really conservative.
But okay, I just want to check.
I got really conservative in the way that like everything happens with me. It was like I burned bright as a conservative for like a half a year, and then it's
like when you say
out
that,
of it, and mean, then on to something else.
Do you mean that you were conservative? Like, in what way were you conservative? Like, you were
just, I had been listening to like Rush Limbaugh and stuff like that.
I see. So you were,
and so
that's pretty bad. Gene Penis giving a tier one sub to Angela Penis. I spoke to Rush Limbaugh.
I don't think I was racist. I don't think that I said racist sort of things. You know what I mean? Like, I had black friends. I shouldn't have said that, but I did at the time. And like, I don't think I was racist. It wasn't like cool to be racist where I came from. It was actually very uncool.
I don't think you were racist, by the way. I don't think that you were.
I think that you were conservative.
Like, when you were like young and you probably said stupid racist stuff. When you were like an idiot, like, you know, we've seen photos of you. The guy in that photo said racist stuff for sure. But I think when in the period we're talking about, I believe you that you weren't racist. But I do think that you probably didn't do yourself a tremendous service by saying that you had black
friends. I know that was stupid. I don't know why I said that. There's a thing coming up soon where I talk about doing an interview with somebody right before they died. That's one of the most embarrassing things I've ever said on guys. It's not going to come out for like 3 or 4 weeks, but
which one is that when you, oh,
you remember, it's the last one we recorded. Now, if I say it, people will know what I'm talking
about.
Don't
say what it is. No. But yeah, I jumped all over it. Like, I just if, in case you guys are worried, I was like full on, like, you just did a full man count. Like, I call him out on it, like, big time. So yeah, you got that to look forward to.
I can almost prove it, right? But I can't maybe not prove it. You know what I mean? So this week on the show, we were kind of waiting for everybody to get out here and So Tom and Bunny posted a video this week, Chris, and the thumbnail has got me fucking freaking out. Like, we're about to, it's big. I'm just going to tell you that right now. Let me bring it up. Let me bring up the video.
It's big. I'm trying to think of what it could be. Tom's right arm.
Of course, it is really big in this video. But yeah, I'm bringing it up now, everybody. I'm very excited. Very excited for you guys to see the thumbnail.
Oh, wait. I have to open up my StreamYard so I can see it before you guys can.
There it is. First of all, I think it's worded wrong.
Well, but they're no, it's not, because Tom and Bunny is one thing.
Okay. Here. Okay. How does it's Tom all and one, Bunny play?
How does Tom and Bunny play? Like, Tom and Bunny being one singular entity in this situation. That's what I believe they're doing here. And I know a lot of people are going to say, well, they've made a lot of spelling and grammatical errors in the past on their videos. But I would say that this was on purpose.
Look at Mr. Arm. His arm's up there. His arm's ready to be the biggest thing in the picture.
Oh, yeah. They had to. It didn't even fit in the photo.
I'm going to set my shit up next week so that my arm's really big.
That would be so dope if you could fucking get that lens set up. So it's just a giant. Both of us have a giant right arm.
We do the live show. We'll buy like a prosthetic giant arm.
Oh, that's funny. Don't tell people those ideas. Those are good ideas. I know you think it's. I know you think it's a silly idea, but I will buy an arm. I will buy an arm for that kind of thing. Just for one single laugh, I'll buy an arm.
I don't know where you would get it. I need an arm for a man that's like six times bigger than me.
I mean, truly, Ariel could make a paper mache arm, a realistic, decent-looking one for sure with a cover on it.
Yeah, all right.
Oh, wait. Somebody is saying when the plane hit like Sabah Road, it was so crazy because the CNN guy was on about how the two-engine plane would be 50% harder to fly. Yeah, that's true. Yeah, that was a wild. You remember, that was a local person. It was big news here.
Yeah. All right, here we go. Let's find out how does Tom and Bunny play. First, we got to watch the commercial.
Hey, everyone. Tom and Bunny here. And I know we're getting ready to watch next video. And if you find this video useful.
Hey, Tom's arm looks long.
Wait. Yeah. Wait.
Why it's not long arm.
Long arm? Tom?
Now Tom's arm is long.
How come it's long now?
I don't know how it's long.
It's the longest arm. Look at his other arm. It's puny. It's a fucking puniest arm. I don't have big arms, but it's a puny arm, you know?
And then this other one is the best pause too.
Just what the other one? Yeah, he looks super grandpa mode here. He looks really grandpa, and I don't like him being grandpa. You know what I mean?
No, I like him being young and vital.
I like him being fucking. Yeah,
I like it when he's fucking and sucking. I hope they explain how they play and don't dance around it and say, "Well, sometimes we try to leave a little bit to the imagination."
That guy that you're looking at right now that looks like it could be your grandfather, that man is a fucking sex fiend who loves to tickle till he comes, man.
He's also red. They did point out that he's also very red tonight.
Yeah, he's red. Yeah.
We're going to flip through this because this is, okay, there we go. Okay. That's Tom.
Crips.com. Or give us a call at
By the way, yeah, in case you're wondering, that's Tom and Bunny. That's the guy you just saw.
That's the Tom and Buddy cartoon.
It's getting outrageous. Poochie, thanks for the raid. It's getting outrageous because we just saw Grandpa. Can you go back? You got to see this. I mean, we just saw Grandpa. That's Grandpa right there. That's old Grandpa Tomato right there. And then boom. Who's that?
Hello. Now I'm flipping back and forth.
Look at this, man.
TomsTrips.com.
All right.
Or give us a call at 1-800-285-0853.
Let's get in here, girl.
And I can answer any questions.
There's another episode of our opinions mean nothing in the pineapple world, but it might give you some guidance
What's going on with Tom's head?
He's got a cochlear implant lifestyle.
It's so completely different than when we started.
Yep.
So completely.
He's very much a cyborg. He's very much a futuristic cyborg. Did you know that he got that because he wasn't able to come unless he heard Bunny's moan? Like that is, do not kid yourself. That is a sexual surgery for him. 100%.
Shameless plug. We are Tom and Bunny. We work for Tom's Trips, your leader in adult lifestyle travel.
He really is a cyborg now.
Around the world, including resorts,
I am Tom. And events. My arm is long.
If you want to book travel,
he's got a huge arm. Look at it. He is not disappointing with that arm. This is a cyborg you're looking at. Like, he's got this one gigantic arm. This is like a from the movie Cyborg. This giant arm fucking pumping his dick up with a fucking implant in his head. I mean, this guy.
The second implant. Two implants.
Three. Our visit tomstrips.com and let us get you booked today and let us show you a good time.
Of course.
Oh, that is our motto.
That is. Well, you look a little tropical-y today.
I am. Our last video, I was wearing a gray Hawaiian shirt.
You must have gone shopping.
We must have gone shopping. I'm in a medium.
Oh.
I know.
Oh, hello. I'm a 2X.
Whoa. What's that look from Bunny? Anti-social science subscribing with Prime. What is that look from Bunny right now? Is she too small for him now? Or because he's like, I'm in a medium. And she's like, I know. Or is she doing like a funny little thing? Like, I wish I, you know what I mean? Like doing that, like jealous kind of thing. Because I hope it's not the first one, the former. Because that's really a mask. Like, you know?
Yeah.
A medium. Wow.
Don't be a hater.
You've never been a medium.
Don't be a hater.
What about your penis? Right.
I was going into double extra larges.
I know.
Me too, buddy.
I know you were.
So I went from 238 pounds to I'm now about 160.
How'd you do that?
And
no, I don't.
What's your diet?
No, I don't. I don't think we got into that.
Who's calling?
Spam.
Potential spam.
So what? You got.
So anyway.
Phone's going off, they're answering it, they're checking it out.
Okay. We get asked a lot of questions. Mm-hmm. So this video, we're gonna going focus off. On one of the questions that we get you asked a lot.
Turn just stop what the ringer. The question? It's still vibrating.
And what's the meaning of that? How do we play?
Well, they, you know,
it's still going.
More information.
All right. Yep. So
it's still going.
Our pineapple world has grown and expanded so much from what it did 20 years ago.
Look at this. Just pause it right here. His arm is folded on the other arm. How do they not watch these back?
Yeah, arms.
This is fucked, man. Oh. Like with the tattoo, I swear to God, this is like from some fucking wild, like a Terry Gilliam movie. You know, it's like some like crazy character from like a comic book or something.
They do. I think Jim the City. We think it's fisheye, some sort of fisheye situation.
It's a fisheye lens for anyone who's new to the big arm Tom. They're using some type of a filter lens or something that's causing that to happen. I don't think his arm's actually that size.
No, when he pumps up his dick, all the air goes from his arm into his
dick. when it deflates and it fills up his arm. Yeah, everyone's commented before when they realized he's a tickler as well. That's his tickling arm. That's why it's like so jacked up because he gets so much work, so much of a workout tickling.
Excited to hear if he says they talked about tickling.
Yeah.
Yes.
And so many different people seek other different options.
Correct.
So they actually asked how do we approach it?
Okay. Yeah. We want to know. We've been wanting to know forever.
Room? Do we go on dates?
Yes.
Do we go out alone?
So when we first got into the pineapple world, and we got into a lot longer, a long time ago. Before
why did he look pineapple? He was like really giving a weird look up into the top corner. This is,
I think the worry I have is that the things that are different are going to be LGBTQ stuff.
Oh, you don't think they're woke?
No, I don't think so.
Apples were even invented in this lifestyle.
Yes.
I know some people want to believe that they came out in the 50s and it was a military thing, and we cannot establish that.
Oh, from pineapples.
Anybody,
they were pre-pineapple. That's
over the, I mean,
even well into their 70s.
80s.
Yeah, we're asking them all. We're doing historical.
And yes, we do know people that old that are that have run clubs or are still in the lifestyle.
So we did a lot of talking when we first got into it. And one of our laundry list of rules that we narrowed down to, what we do is we create, and I will use the word rules, but
rules because we want to be free and easy.
Boundaries. That's a great word. What was it? So we create boundaries based on previous experiences.
Tom has a cochlear implant. Be cochlear implant,
we found ourselves because we came into
this. Pause it for 1 second. Bert Lakin subscribing with Prime. Thank you so much for subscribing. Bless you to all the subscribers.
Ghost Dad said I heard World War One started because they wanted to get rid of the single guys.
Yeah, that's actually...
There was a time, really, where single guys were looked at above women. And then, you know, there was some hard-fought battles. And now, you know, you got
one of the best things about equality is how it's knocked single guys down the totem pole. Paisley Fontaine subscribing at tier one, 17 months. Yeehaw.
Pages.
Like a book.
You can't do this. You can't do that. You can't even look at someone too long. You can't have too much fun.
Damn, Tom.
There was just so many things that we weren't enjoying nothing. It was to the point where it wasn't even worth doing.
Yeah, they had a few rules. Like, one is don't have too much fun.
You can't have too much fun?
Yeah. Hey, if you're going to fuck somebody else, you need to have marginally less fun with them than you do with me.
Yeah, I think if you're doing it like that, you're going to have trouble.
Yeah.
Neither of us were having fun because we're too worried about breaking.
Still, he put his arm down to the side and and it's still bigger. It is still.
Yeah, but it's still on that side. So it's closer to that lens. So it, you know. Yeah.
A boundary.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Are offending the other person, are hurting the other person. The last thing we want to do is hurt each other.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And yes.
Mostly we want to make each other laugh by tickle, tickle, tickle.
We don't want to hurt them. We just want to gently tickle them for 4 to 5 hours.
We want to tickle them until they get a little pee-pee.
We did break boundaries. Yeah. And that's in the perfect night, it didn't end well because we broke boundaries. And guess what? You have to go home. You have to discuss it. You have to talk it over. And you got to work through it.
I'd love to know what that was.
Can you continue on with
this?
This
pisses me off. I was worried about this.
In the world, are you?
I know this is a long video, but it's vague. Exactly. We want specific shit. Like what do you do when you're having sex? Do you go to a club and then you Tom tickle ladies? I want to know what you do in the club.
I just jump forward a bit.
Other people afterwards, we come home. We actually discuss after every encounter. We still discuss every encounter. And we want to know what we liked about it, because the whole point of being in this is because we're having a great time and we want to enjoy it.
Mm-hmm. We want to fuck and
but
suck.
The most important thing, and it never is a requirement, but if there was something that we did not like, it didn't set well, we felt the green-eyed monster coming on, we discussed it more. And if it was something that was really a couple of our boundaries is we prefer to play with couples.
Okay.
Well, we know that, motherfucker. You're a normal red-blooded swinger couple. You're not going to fuck around with a fucking single guy.
Well, we didn't know that for sure. We wouldn't know. We know for sure now that they're not into the cuckolding. They're not into the hot wife scenario with the bowls and whatnot. So yeah, that's, you know, that's important to know.
Play with couples that only one plays. We want everyone active. Are we would prefer just to be wingmen and friends. We could be friends with everybody. It doesn't matter. Well, not everybody. We have encountered a few that they tested our limits and we couldn't. We didn't want to hang
wouldn't
out.
Wouldn't let them tickle.
They were right. Way different than we were. So
somebody tried to suck Tom's dick.
We've tried the separate play, but the whole point of us being in it is we'll play separately and everything. Get antsy because their spouse is watching them or whatever. We actually prefer it because Bunny, I mean, knowing my history of ED since I was in my 20s, Bunny can cue in and see if I was struggling or not. If she wasn't there...
So,
come on, Tom. Let me pump you up there, big boy. Let me pump you up there. I mean, that is so. He's like, I legitimately like. It's uncomfortable and weird, obviously, if he's just playing with a lady, and then he's just like, "Hey, can you sort of like pump like on the side here while I sort of like rub my ass or something, you know, like whereas Buddy knows exactly how to do it. Prenosaur, subscribing with Prime. Hey, welcome.
Kind of like doing a podcast in a way when somebody's like flailing and they don't know what they're talking about. The other person jumps in, helps them out. You're my bunny.
Yeah.
I'd be on my own.
Yeah. And you're hearing.
Am I hearing?
Because with his hearing aids, he can't do any. He doesn't play with his hearing aids, and because of the fact is, you put your hands over his head, and of course he's going to start whistling. So he never does anything with his hearing aids in, and therefore, he was always.
A man's eating some puss, Chris.
So, that's why.
He's eating the fucking shit out of some puss.
Time he was like eating some puss, and it was like.
Like when Freddy Krueger kills that deaf guy.
It's kind of nice that Bunny is, you know, this kind of sweet, like helping Grandpa Tom to fulfill his goal of having wild, debaucherous sex with random people. And he couldn't do it himself because he can't hear and his dick don't work.
He needs a hand.
He's afraid of hearing the word stop and not being able to hear it.
Oh, that's no. good.
Oh, that makes sense. Yeah, that makes total. That makes complete sense.
The female.
Tom, she said stop, Tom. Tom. Hey.
Oh, no. Grandpa! Grandpa, the lady said stop. Grandpa, the lady said stop. But it is good.
If I'm doing
it is
something
good.
It is. That you don't want or like or you're not enjoying, don't tell me. Just put your hand on my forehead and push me back. I
eating that puss.
Yeah, that seems like that would be in a puss eating scenario. It'd be like, because I guess he's been known to like get too up in there sometimes. Grandpa.
Like a stick to push his head away.
Buddy, this is like, just, I mean, I know it's like he's, but just the idea of he's cheap. All these things are just so grandpa.
I won't take offense to that.
No.
It's called an unsaid body language.
Well, I have to do it to him.
She does it to me.
Yeah, when it's time to stop.
She starts tapping me.
Tap his head. Yeah, just give him a little tapping.
Now, another boundary that we have, and we know a lot of couples.
Dennis Muldoon says they pulled Tom off pussy like a ref breaking up a fight.
Oh. Ike doing is the whole holding hands with the opposite person while they're out at dinner, sitting with the other person.
Ew.
Me and Bunny prefer to be together all the way up until any activity starts.
Oh, that's fucking totally separate.
That's interesting though, because it's also interesting because I didn't even realize that there's that part of the swing. I thought it was just a sexual thing. I didn't know that it was like you're going out and you're sort of like that's your partner for them. That's
like the other people we've watched that are like, you have to hold my hand or we can't play. You know what I mean?
Yeah, that's, I didn't even know that existed. I thought it was all sexual, you know,
to be part of the other people. Because when we're out in public, we want to be seen as Tom and Bunny.
Yeah, we want to see you that way.
It's nothing against anybody. It's just kind of,
everybody does everything different. And in no, I won't.
I mean,
I wait, supposed whoa. To say, well, whoa. Bunny will sit here, and I'm like, no, I won't.
I mean,
I sit with Tom, and you've got if ooh, somebody does that's something,
that's a little bit of San Antonio Tom peeking in. I'm sure yeah. San Antonio Tom probably was like, hey,
San Antonio hey, Tom's like, here. Hey, you want to sit beside a real Tom? you want to sit beside a guy who doesn't need no pumps to get himself going?
Want to sit by a Tom that owns a club?
And you're not uncomfortable. If you're uncomfortable with, you just tell them, hey, no, I'm not going to do that.
Yeah, I'm not going to do that. I don't want
to
sit with
you. You don't have to be so abrupt like Bunny was just now.
Well, I did.
I know, but you don't have to be that abrupt. You could be polite and just say, well, I would rather preferably sit here.
Well, I did say it like that.
You don't sit here. You're setting up a date. You're meeting someone for the first time, and they say, oh, Bunny will sit here. Oh, no, I won't.
Nope. Okay, that's listen, he's kind of being a dick, but I guess he has a bit of a point in that you're like trying to get some sort of a, you know what I mean, you're trying to like have some sort of chemistry with the people, so you just want to, like, if it's not, it's different if it's like, you know, stop doing that, that's, you can be forceful with that, but if it's just like, hey, sit there, it's just like, oh no, I'd prefer to sit over there. You can still be if you want to try to fuck the people still, you know.
Community Sue said, Tom, don't please women.
Yeah, but I mean, the truth is we hate Tom so much and we love Bunny so much that I'm sure Bunny, if this scenario happened, Bunny was right to act that way, and she was like, had the right instincts, and probably
Tom from Tom's trips.
Yeah
he's like, oh, I'm the boss here, you know, he came in there big swinging dick, like, I'm Tom from Tom's trips and you're gonna sit here, Bunny, you know.
I don't think it's hypothetical behavior. I think they're describing a real scenario that happened.
Yeah, oh, for sure.
Yeah, they are.
That's the way it came across to me. See? You chime in if you. Well, how did that come across? I mean,
wait a second. Is he just talking about the way she said it just now?
Yeah, I think so.
Well, then he's got her. Then it's really ridiculous.
She's really not, though.
Maybe that's why the hookup has been slow. Yeah. But I actually, Bonnie, you're did. Not a we bitch. Actually met this one couple.
The hookup slow because of Tom.
Yeah, let's be honest.
He's got, right fucking
he's sitting
now.
In the corner 45 minutes pumping his dick up.
Gotta get the air out of his arm.
Be real here. Who's slowing things down?
Yeah.
Robo dick.
One time, and we chatted back and forth online.
Now we must put a little warning. You may or may not be the couple we're talking about. Just because it resonates or sounds familiar doesn't mean we're talking about you, but okay, we might so it's a be specific talking about you.
Specific so just couple having that's
all those out there, because we get called out. We do get called out for talking about scenarios, even when we don't mention the people's names.
Oh,
our location, they know we're talking about them and they'll message us.
All right,
Can
you imagine that's so embarrassing? Like they call somebody out and all of a sudden like... they're at the fucking club and Tom's like, you know, tickling some girl's ass or whatever. And she's like, by the way, you know, like, oh, that must be uncomfortable. You know, like when like radio guys like Howard Stern would say, like, he's meet somebody at a party or whatever that he's made fun of. Oh, man, that must be tough for Tom.
I would not like that.
Things seem to be working out very, very well. We met them in the hotel the first day, and they seemed really, really great. Well, then we go out for the evening, and he just like turned into he's going to control me. And he was like,
"Oh no, Dom! Whatever you're about to say, Tom, you should not say.
Just take her side. Even if you don't agree, just take her side. I don't think you got to take the side of this guy.
Tom's gonna say something bad.
Tom, just take her side.
Yeah. Just... I'll go back.
He's gonna control me.
Yeah, bunnies.
He was like,
she's a steed that cannot be controlled.
Yeah, bunnies. Oh no, come on, Tom.
Yeah, don't do it, Tom.
Like,
bunny's her own person. She doesn't need to be dominated.
Okay.
Well, not
there you go, Tom. That's better than I thought.
Yeah.
Like verbally dominated.
Well, and if
She needs to be dominated with tickles. So you know, tickles.
He wants to make sure to clarify, physically she wants to be dominated.
Yeah, with a little tickle.
If I'm going to answer to anybody, it's my husband.
There's a dog.
Damn right.
Damn right.
Big and, cup there.
You know your place.
And he was like, literally.
I could see the people like, what did he just say?
At one point, he was literally turning me so no one else would like see me. It was almost like he should have just peed on my back so people would know that I was with him. Okay.
Well, when you say something like that, it makes us think that that's happened.
Yeah, I mean, honestly, like normally I get it. It's like marking a territory like animals do, but you kind of do live in a world where somebody might actually pee on your back.
Yes. And then he didn't like the first bar. So Tom says, okay, well, we'll go somewhere else. Then we sit down in the second bar, and
I remember this.
And he looks at me, and he grabs my hand. He goes, "We're leaving." And I'm like,
"Grabs Bunny's hands, not his wife's hand."
No I go, way.
No, I am not leaving.
Yep.
We let him leave with his wife.
I go, "If you want to leave, you can leave."
That's a good story. Fine. Wow, that is a story with some fireworks. They should make a movie out of it.
We let him leave with his wife. He delivered that line as if he was just like, we beat the shit out of, you know, we let him leave with his wife. And that man who was trying to kidnap my wife, we let him walk away with his wife. Man, guess he'll think twice next time. He had to leave with his own wife.
And now he's being called out on a podcast.
We like it. We're having a good time. You can leave. And they did. They never spoke to us the rest of the week.
I don't think the wife wanted to leave.
But which was totally fine because
didn't she?
I think she probably wanted
me to Tom eat. Tom is like, yo, I'm saying, man. Somebody was probably, you know. She was like, maybe you didn't have the
who he was pumping up. He was like, she was waiting for me to the pump table. Up.
Pre-pumping because he was so sure. He was pre-pumping under the table because he's just like, it's a sure thing. And then boom, they both leave.
And he's mad at the husband now. Like, he's probably so hot under the collar because it sounded like Tom was ready to ready to eat until she pushes his head away.
To eat at the all-you-can-eat buffet until the fucking hand of the manager pushes his head away and says, no more for you, sir.
Like Tom said, I'm my own person. I'm strong enough to tell somebody.
I'm not sure about that.
I don't like it.
Because the name of this video is how Tom and Bunny, you know, like it's your. Are you one person?
Gotta move a bit more here.
To Tom, but only to Tom, not to anybody else.
Right.
So no, you've gotta set your boundaries for yourself and do what's comfortable for you.
Yep. I remember that one. That
That little date that he had planned lasted less than an hour.
Oh, she's still talking about that.
After chatting. So that leads up. We chatted with them for a long time.
We did.
And we're not just pointing out this couple. This can go on with many other couples. And especially and single if you're guys. New to this, or even if you've been in this for a while and you're frustrated or anything, to build up, some people expectation doesn't keep I mean, we could talk about what we're into, because some people may or may not be into what you're into.
Yeah, you do have to discuss that. She's sound asleep at my feet. Okay. You do have to discuss stuff like that.
Yes, but, let's hear it.
Like Tom said, I'm not going to do anything with somebody else that I don't do with Tom.
Right.
That's smart.
So we're going to...
That's not true.
Oh.
Well, no.
Whoa. Because I am zero, not even... inkling interested in the BDSM lifestyle, the fetish lifestyle, none of it. I'm okay with it. We're friends with a lot of people. We can hang out. We'll go to certain scenarios, dungeons or fetish parties. We're fine with that. I don't want it on me, and I don't want to put it on to somebody else. So I'm more of a just a people watcher.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we know Tom.
We'll get into it a little bit, and the sensory play or flogging, stuff like that. Me personally, I don't even flog bunny. I don't do none of that stuff. So when we go to a
buddy, that's kind of rude. Like, just flog your wife. Like, just flog your wife.
Come on, man. She wants flogged. Can't even flog.
Give her a flogging.
Give her a little flogging.
Vince, if there's somebody that is doing something and she finds it interesting, we'll go over and talk to them, and they'll end up usually tying Bunny up and giving her the sensory play or the flogging.
Yeah,
and she'll tell them light or hard. And
that was very grandpa.
And I'm perfectly fine with that. And she's perfectly fine with that.
But you're right there with me watching.
Correct.
Now, it did happen one time that Tom was called out of the room. And I was like, I'm done.
Yeah. And I told her, I talked to a friend of ours. And I said, I have to go to the office.
I have to go to the office. My wife is being flogged.
I'm at the sex club.
I have to go to the office, and my wife is being actively flogged.
What fucking? Why does he have to go to the office?
I bet he had to get something like you know what I mean, like some sex. Like, it's just to be clear, his office has a bunch of sex toys. It's not like a regular office.
What? Yeah, that's a God freak. I love God says 1 p.m. flogging. He was getting flogged. At like 1 p.m.
I mean, they live this shit, like, yeah, they're not doing it just at night.
Flogging,
you don't do that.
Or like it's like
or snoring. No, it's just when we go to meet people, we dress up. Bunny does her hair, makeup, wears a lot of cleavage dresses and pineapple necklaces. By the way, partnersid.com. You want a necklace like that?
And you know,
this show is getting. It used to be like all about the tickling and the sexual intercourse and the flogging. And now it's like,
you guys want to go check corporate on Greg Dean, maybe?
Oh, let's check in on Greg Dean. I mean, I'm last week I heard that you guys didn't even check in on what Opie's up to.
Well, we won't be doing that tonight either, because everybody gets mad now.
I mean,
you should make a $20 Patreon level where you cut Opie out.
I just think with 2 weeks, it could be something.
Maybe we'll see what he's up to a little later, but why did I go? So let's go to stand-up comedy tips. That was the thing that I was...
Now, these are really old. Is there any new videos from him?
So these are 5 days old.
Oh, so these are... But so some of
and
the,
these he, are those weird 7-second videos he does. And he's day doing it.
Thanks, somebody. You know what I mean? It's a classic old guy. Hey, the kids are like a little short little ones, you know?
I'll see if we can beef too. Let's check this out.
If comedy is the best medicine,
that's not the
then
same.
Comedians are the cartel.
All right. That was good. That was the whole video.
What?
Here.
Before going on stage at every open mic, I'd ask, why am I doing this to myself?
Oh, that's good. That's good. That was very good.
No, it isn't. That was a joke. The first one, though, was a joke. The first one was a joke.
To increase your laughs per minute, use tags, act outs.
Yeah.
And fart jokes.
Ah! Oh.
If every single audience sucks, then there's nothing left for that comedian to learn.
What? Well,
Grace is so confused.
Hang on a second. Hang on a second. I'm going to think about that one for a second.
Well, here, let me do this real quick.
I've done.
If the setup misdirects, the punchline can knock them out.
What?
If the setup misdirects.
So, like, just.
The punchline can knock them out. These are videos that he makes almost daily. Like, this one is from 5 months ago. Oh, that's 52 minutes. Okay, this one is from 5 months ago.
They cannot pay you enough money to endure what you must go through to become a comedian. But you'll do it for free.
This guy's so weird.
What? Wait, can you play that one again and play it in slow motion? I gotta. Can you pause it?
I'm going back.
Play it at 50% speed.
50%
because I've done stand up. But I'm thinking about getting back into it. Hang on.
You want a lesson? Here.
They cannot pay you enough money to endure what you must go through to become a comedian. But you'll do it for free.
Like, does he mean the humiliation of it? Because I guess that's one thing. It is like you have to put yourself in a lot of humiliating circumstances, like, to do it. But, yeah, it's not that insightful.
Okay, question and answer time.
I was still slow. I got to see what this is, though. Here. Question. This is a bit. It looks like he's doing like a nice bit here. Now,
yeah, this could be funny.
This is what we need.
Okay, question and answer time. So somebody here have a question for tonight? Yes, Richard.
Hey, can you turn music down?
I was doing a show the other night and it was going pretty well. But I was getting towards the end and something happened where I just felt like almost the energy of the room dropped. And I was wondering what you think is really the best way to end the show.
Best way to end the show. Wow. Yeah, let me think. There's like four things that I recommend in that situation. The first one is kind of how do you organize your show? So you rate your jokes.
You start at the beginning. And then, at the end.
For a routine, what you do is you start with your B material, put your C, and end with your A material. Okay.
You get that, Chris?
What?
So you start with your B material, then you put your C material in there, and then you end with your A material. So you got to grade your materials.
I mean, that's kind of true.
Not for me. I put my A. I do A.
You don't have to do all of that, really. But that is kind of a way to think about it. Like, you know, a lot of people set their thing up. You want to close with your best joke, and then you open with your next best joke. But it depends on how your set is. Yeah, like, you know, you might have different things that go into different things, you know.
I start with my A material, then I go to my A material, and then I fucking finish with my A1 material.
That's actually not good.
Why?
Because then it's all straight across like that. And that's actually not good for a set. You think that, but there has to be some highs and lows. It has to like build up and stuff, or else it just seems like everything's all just kind of okay.
I like a constant hysterical laughter.
Okay, that's what you want. First thing you want to do is you make sure you're ending with your strongest stuff, right? That's the first thing, which is
he looks so old here.
What we used to call your dick jokes. Okay. Now that there's more.
Wait, is there people in the room?
Comedy, we say.
This is yes. By the way,
nobody laughed at that.
That's tough. Let's maybe not watch any more Greg Dean. I'd rather watch Michael Dolan, to tell you the truth. I guess we could check in on him. He's got something going on lately.
I mean, can you just like look at Opie's page and see if he has any kind of interviews with like interesting people?
I hope he has an interview with that guy that, about ticks. Remember the ticks guy? He's been on a lot lately. I'm looking. Opie. Oh, Ron the waiter on call. Oh, here, I'll share the screen for you guys because all of the screens are basically.
Oh my God, people are leaving. Okay, we're not putting on Opie. Ah! People are leaving. We already lost so many people. It's going down so much. I'm not even joking. Look at the numbers. The view count is, it was over 400. Okay, we're not doing Opie. Can you guys get
so the here's Opie out? With Rombo. No,
take it off. Take it off. Take it off.
He's poison. I'm telling you. Let's go to Bubba and see if he can beef. I don't know if he can beef. He's really obsessed with the new Ben Affleck Hulk Hogan movie.
I will say that I know some people do like Opie and they appreciate it, but you don't understand. It's the, they're just so strong. The anti-Opie lobby is so strong and they're like, they stick to their guns. You know, they're just like, Opie's disgust. We're out of here immediately. And then you look at the numbers going up again. It's at 394. It's wild.
This is crazy. He's not, I can't get in there. I can't find any beef videos.
You can't get into.
I'm scrolling down. We're 3 weeks. Beef. Playlist.
Oh, best Cuban sandwich. That's but that's not him.
Oh, there's the COVID-19 burger.
I think we've seen all
know that. It's got Gene Lasker.
Oh no, no. Stop. This is the new one. I told you about this one. Brian, this is the one I told you about.
It's a 30-minute bad boy.
This is the one I told you about. He goes into a restaurant and he's like with this guy Gene Lasker and his like son or something. I think Gene Lasker's, I don't know who he is, but he makes him out to be a big deal.
Okay.
Does anyone know who Gene Lasker is? Anyways, they're eating at this place, just being really annoying to everyone because they're in the restaurant this time. So we should watch some of this, but we're gonna have to fast forward through some of it.
Is he picking up Gene Lasker here?
I don't know. He's got his full Bubba Army stuff on.
What car is he driving?
I don't know.
That's must be somebody else's car.
Whoa, Gene is Lasker. That his dually? Is this an old video?
No, there's Gene Lasker getting out of his dually.
Oh, yeah, that's Gene Lasker's dually. Gene Lasker's got a dually, everyone.
Lasker's doing it.
Can we get a Lasker dually going in the chat? That must piss Bubba off.
Maybe it's Bubba's dually.
I don't think this is an old video. This is a new video. This is like, when was it posted?
Two weeks ago.
Yeah, this is a new video, I think.
Maybe it's Bubba's dually. He sold it to Gene Lasker. And Gene Lasker could have let him borrow it, but he was like, nah, I'm going to take it.
Yeah. Maybe Lasker maybe he couldn't pay it anymore. And Lasker's like, I'll take over the payments. No problem, buddy.
He looks like a guy who would take over the payments.
As soon as you get back on your feet, you're able to afford it again. Yeah, no problem, man. That dually's yours. Hey, if my name isn't Gene Lasker, you know?
Hold on, boss man. It's a shed. They don't even got
mad. Oh, he's riffing. This guy's good.
Hang on the wall.
I'm feeling you, brother. Usually I have to quell down your negativity, but I'm...
It's easy to make a burger.
It's like a good comedy team.
Look at Lasker and Sponge. Lasker and Sponge.
This is like some real like Laurel and Hardy type stuff. You know, who's on first? Lasker and Sponge.
We're like Lasker and Sponge kind of. We got similar vibes.
Yeah, we're just riffing like crazy. Look how close they look. Like when they get close to each other, it's just a mass.
Like honestly, you're like, isn't that weird that he's so close? But you also have to remember, this guy we're looking at least one of these guys is involved in the exact type of shenanigans as the two fucking people we watched before. So
of all places to be offering $100 burger.
This is the worst place I've ever seen. They don't show the picture from the outside. They
show. So there's
Ladder. That's not Bubba's son. It must be Lasker's.
It's Lasker's son. I think it's like classic. He's like a classic, you know.
That's painful.
Yeah. What in the hell? Like he's not interested in any of this. You know?
Yeah, he doesn't want to do it. Oh,
he's like,
I don't know what
But I know the next one, we're going to the hood because I got it. The hood guys, and they're bad over there.
They're going to the hood.
Why are they? Why do they talk to each other like this?
It's so weird. They're
like, but look at how close they're going chest to chest.
I've been around guys like this in like all of my life, like up until like the past like 15 years.
Buddy, but I can't. Nobody. I'm not like I don't mind. I'll hug and stuff, and I don't mind. But people, if they get this close to me into my space like this, just to have a conversation, I am backing off. I'm putting my hand on their head and I'm pushing them and tap.
I'm asking my wife to come in here and get them all.
Hold on. This was your recommendation.
Here. Yep, this is your recommendation.
Lasker's got some good type of knee injury, I'm fearing.
Yeah, it looks like his knee's fucked up. Vitaly, he talks like Dusty Rhodes a little bit.
Yeah, he's... 10 minutes? Yeah. We can't sit just and wait? Yeah. So they're not open yet.
Yeah, and now... Oh, here's...
This guy's literally busy working right now, trying to like get the place prepared.
Also, the loudest. This is louder than any Tom and Bunny room.
Buddy, the sound quality, he's so far away. You can barely hear what he's saying, but you know, like it's almost
is it
better.
The sun or Merch Crick? Who's filming?
I believe it's Murderous Merch Crick.
Murderous Crick. Did you hear what he said? 40 million impressions on Twitter.
Impressions on Twitter? Do people? Is that something that?
Somebody help me out with what?
I didn't know impressions were really a big thing. I don't know. I guess they kind of are again now.
I do impressions.
Hey, it's me, Bubba the Love Sponge. I'm here with my friend Gene Lasker.
Hey there, it's Gene Lasker. What's going on, buddy?
You're always so negative, Gene Lasker.
Well, I can't help it, buddy. It's me, Gene Lasker. Lasker fans, haven't you heard of us?
We do it every Thursday. The food review goes up every Thursday.
No, it doesn't.
Oh, man, this guy doesn't want to. He doesn't care. Hey. Doesn't care. Bubba, he is not making eye contact with you, and Bubba's leaning in trying to get eye contact. Look at this body language here.
Well, he's busy at his job.
I know, but watch Bubba's body language.
Right to our food review. We do it every Thursday.
He's like, oh, okay, yeah, I'm done. Now he's leaning in.
5 o'clock, so we're going to review your gold burger today.
Oh, my God. This guy,
he doesn't care, right? He's not the owner of the place. You know what I mean? He's like, oh, like this is fucking brutal, man. This is brutal. This is like less because there's like no, normally we're seeing there's at least a window between them. He's actually just sitting there with the guy right now.
And he's leaning in. He's leaning in to get in his.
He's not interested at all. I know the feeling. Do you know what I mean? He's I have to get this stuff done, and like, please leave me alone. You know, like,
yeah.
Burger available?
Let me ask.
Okay.
Let me ask.
Yeah, let me get out of this room.
Stop filming him
and turn the goddamn fucking leave. Just the sound's not gonna work, Bubba. Oh, now they're sitting down.
Yeah.
Can't hear a word.
So this is good.
You know, you can't do that.
Here we go.
Come on, TNT burgers. That sounds like American. You should have some TNT burgers. You think you have a couple thick looking?
Yeah. What?
They're trying to riff.
Riff just totally died. He's like, TNT burger, you think you'd have a couple of fucking. And that was all he said.
You think you'd have a couple know of a fucking. Thing. You they both tried to come up with a noun and couldn't figure it out.
Yeah.
I got to go back because the way that they were both trying to riff there was good. Okay, first number one. Bubba, don't say race hauler because we know what your politics are like. Number two, it's so loud. Oh, here they go.
The mast was two 18-foot trailers backed up to each other. It ain't even a good haul.
It isn't even a good 36 triad.
You came before the place fucking opened. Now you're in here mad at them. This is...
You could take one street stop to this thing. That's it. No tools. I got a 14 for a magnet just for the mopeds.
Gene rates trailers.
What do you think that trailer is, the bathroom? They showed you a beautiful bathroom with lights and stuff.
Can you fast forward till the food comes? This is unwatchable. Lasker does not have the fucking
wait.
He does not have
Gene Lasker's good.
Lasker does not have it. Lasker showed a lot of promise early on, but Lasker is a dud. Lasker is a dud.
Here we go.
You know, it's a food review. Better man.
You've seen Lassie, right?
No.
Yeah,
I was like this big.
Baby burgers, like, you
know. Yeah,
Colvin
said it was
bullshit,
big.
Bullshit, man.
No, Colvin said it was big. I'm saying it was this big, package. And then the meat inside was slightly smaller.
Well, maybe they're sliders. $99 sliders.
$99 slider. Boy, we're going to get taken.
So this is a $100 burger that they're buying?
That's what they're getting at the $100 burger, which, by the way, is such a carny trick, you would think. These old carnies would fucking know what's going on, but they don't. So they're like, it must be some kind of $100 meat.
I don't know why there's a vaccine note on this.
Because it's called the COVID-19 burger. COVID-19 vaccine burger with Gene Lasker.
Okay.
He got COVID with us today with Gene's son. So we're going to get a whole new perspective on that as well.
Good view. Okay, good picture. I could. Good. Poor kid.
You have the infused burger?
Yeah.
Tell us about that $99 burger.
Yeah, because that's what
Gene Lasker, shut the fuck up.
Well, tell us about that $99 burger. You're right, he does. This guy, this motherfucker seems like he owned fucking New South Mid-Atlantic Wrestling in fucking 1981. And he's like, I'll tell you, my boys go out there and they fucking give their all. That's what they do. My boys will work here, fucking guys. Fucking sweaty, I'll tell you what. Yeah, this guy really seems like an old shitty wrestling promoter.
He does. He has to have done some kind of managing wrestlers.
Can you tell us about it? Like, one, why is it not available? And two, can I speak to the manager, please?
That's Gene's job. Right, maybe I can speak to the manager.
Yeah, all these available.
Oh, he doesn't want to talk about it, man.
That gold burger is wrapped in that gold and you just eat right through it. You don't even got to unwrap it.
It's like edible gold.
Right? But nothing drips on it.
It's like real gold.
Yeah, but it's edible.
Yes.
No, it's not edible, Bubba.
No.
Take it the fucking burger like a pill with really
every
hard
time
gold.
Somebody eats one, we are sued for murder. What the fuck?
COVID-19 vaccine burger. This is going to be great.
Juki Angus back on with you like bacon?
Whoa. What'd you say?
What was that?
I'm going to go back. You listen to this. Listen to him read this.
With your bait.
So hold on. Juki Angus back on with you like bait.
Do you hear that? Do you see the word he's reading?
Juki Angus.
Listen.
So with your bait.
So hold on. Juki Angus.
Juki. Just read Juki. Yes, Juki.
Juki.
Juki. Damn, that's a Juki burger.
Juki. Can I get the Juki Angus beef?
Juki.
Nice. All right.
You like bacon, Coben? Okay, bacon.
Yeah.
You like onion rings?
I think we can tell everybody at the table. It's
bacon. Ain't no vegetarians. I mean, these are, Gene Lasker ain't raising no kid that don't like bacon. Okay. I think it is kind of odd that it seems as if his name is also COVID. Yeah, from what I can tell.
Okay. Here, and then we go. Well, the next time we do it, we go over there.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
Come to other places, don't.
Yeah, hold on. You like cheddar cheese? Okay, let us know. Or yes.
Oh, yeah, wait, you hear that? You hear that? You hear that? You hear that? Bubba's trying to influence, like, let us know, because he would never have lettuce. Let us know. And then the kid's like, no, no, I like lettuce. I'm like, you got to have vegetables and stuff on it. Bubba's like, oh, Lasker's, yeah, yeah.
Gene Lasker's really mad at his son right now. He's like, what, lettuce?
Lettuce? What the fuck are fucking bird food?
On a what YouTube the, what video? The, what
my kid eating fucking lettuce-ass bird food. Fucking rabbit little kid. God damn it.
40 million impressions on Twitter.
Damn it.
Can't have that. Can't.
That's all you got to do. Just know it's, he'll like everything else.
Yeah.
So if they don't have the Gold Burger here today, well, we know that. So we're just going to go ahead and order
that Juki Burger
three
there.
Of the COVID.
So we're all going to inject them?
Yeah, we'll all inject them. And then.
That's funny, off. Gene.
This is good. These guys.
So now.
Didn't even hear what was funny.
I'm worried because I think he pointed at a woman. Let me try it again here. Let me see. Listen.
And then support the girl.
Inject them?
Yeah, we'll all inject them. And then support the girl.
And squirt the girl. I hate you, Gene.
Watch this. I said I'd kill my son.
No, you said if your
I'd party to death.
But if your kid was trans, he'd be in the house.
All right, we're gonna go ahead and move forward a little more.
This is what you need, buddy. Hold on.
Get to the food.
That's what the hell you need. How about that? You got man size.
This kid is just like, what the? This kid's like, holy fuck, Dad. How come you're fucking, what the fuck is wrong with you and your old fucking loser friends, man?
Like, you got man sized hats?
He's like, this kid, he's like, this is fucking boring, man. I thought you said this guy knew fucking wrestlers and shit? Like, this guy used to be famous?
How did this guy, you said he knows Hulk Hogan?
How does he know him?
Yeah. Like, in what way? Gene Lasker's is like, well, when you get a little older, we'll teach you about the lifestyle.
I have a 2X. I'll get you a 2X.
I don't need any interactions with you, Merch Crick, ma'am. No problems here. I'm absolutely complying. I am leaving. No problems.
I'm trying to get to this food. Oh god. Food. Here we go.
Build oil
and just put it like, I, yeah, so we'll lubricate.
Next,
Spongebob,
why would we put old? Okay, so hold on,
Gene.
We got to take a wait for all this bitch to be mine.
Of course, you're going to put ketchup. There's a real thing where they inject the thing. So this is
cheddar cheese.
So this is the type of place that takes advantage of doofuses.
So they.
Exactly. I've seen these, but we have them around here.
It's a moron's restaurant.
The moron's restaurant. Yeah, they'll jack everything up. They'll say there's gold flakes on this, and it costs $100. And the dumbest fucking morons in the world will come in and pay more money than they should for some stupid bad food.
Go to Yelp, search moron, and you'll find the one in your town.
I know them.
Okay, here we are.
All right,
so here we go.
Everybody
can't
find
a meal. Nice burger.
Not thick, but let's take a look at that now.
Yeah.
It does have a good presentation, what you need?
Yeah.
I mean, it's a big burger. It's a big burger. All right, Gene, go ahead. Hold on now.
Oh, that kid is so want to go home. He wants to go home. We've been here for like 40 minutes.
Yeah, like this is when my friends and I go for a burger, we just like fucking eat it and then we go like hang out or whatever. We don't hang around and take photos of it like this and stuff.
Oh, yeah. And God, this poor kid, man, has been away from his friends for like 2 hours probably with his fucking horrible dad.
Let's go like this and reverse engineer it. Oh, the whole end's out.
Barbie style, Steve.
All right, perfect. Thank you, buddy.
No, no, this keeps it together. This just keeps it together. So let's just reverse engineer.
What?
Oh, you can, I can do mine. You guys.
Lasker just pulled it out and immediately licked it. They were like, this is just for decoration. And Lasker's like, ah, there must be food on there.
So here's the thing. So they got the lettuce.
Oh, that's good.
They got the
get rid of that lettuce.
Onion ring. They got the bacon. They got a big burger. So there's that. Okay, so now weird.
Guys, FYI, that's my favorite kind of burger. Throw a little bit of barbecue sauce on it. I literally, when I went to my sister's restaurant yesterday, I was like, put a Western burger on the menu and I'll come here all the time. So then she was like, I'd make it for you.
That burger's too tall. That burger's too tall.
I yeah, no, you want to smash.
Burger. I'll smash a burger. I will not eat a tall burger. I've had enough of them. By the way, I want to mention this on stream right now because I just got a text from Ariel to say, please text Stefan because guess what just happened, folks? Stefan lives in my neighborhood and I just got a message from Ariel saying Stefan just walked past me and Charlie and ignored us.
Oh, Stefan.
And just so you know, I mean, Ariel has fucking pink hair and tattoos. Do you know what I mean? And
yeah, she's like 5 I would 10, recognize.
And she's very, very, and she got a baby with her. So, he says, I said, did he ignore you? She said, yes. Ha 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 ha. Or didn't see me, but very funny ignore. I even called his name.
Oh, Stefan Heck.
I even called his name.
I'm going to do that to him when I'm in Vancouver.
Oh.
I'm going to wait outside his apartment.
Can you
and imagine, I'm going to be staying in his building.
Can you imagine ignoring a woman and a baby? Just even a woman and a baby that you don't know, let alone your friends, you know?
Yep. Oh. I'm going to ignore Stefan. I'm going to be staying in Stefan's building. I'm going to ignore him every time I see him.
That's, I would appreciate that. Yeah. Brian is staying. His building has a guest suite, and that's where Brian's staying. I'm neighboring
both of them.
So you're taking both of them.
I'm taking both.
But yeah, definitely no contact, please.
Mr. Money here. Take the family out bowling. Hey, I'm buying another hour.
Ariel might be listening because she just gave me an update, said she yelled his name multiple times. Stefan, 3 times minimum.
Fool. I'm sorry.
Hey, everybody.
I'm sorry that happened. Really. I don't know what I would do.
Can I be honest? I might beat the fucking shit out of him.
You might have to kick his fucking ass. He's a small guy.
I'm sorry.
He's a small guy. You can't let disrespect like that happen. Mm-hmm. So that you can't let it go, or people will just keep doing it all the time.
Open that is. Okay, now I'm thinking.
Look at this.
Manageability.
Hey, Merch Crick, can you get me a knife? She's gonna go out to the car and get.
She said he's got a knife. He's got a knife. Oh shit!
We don't want Merch Crick to have a knife.
No, Merch Crick, no.
Stefan is not on a fantasy hockey retreat. I would know because John's making me record this week. So if Stefan
they're not,
was there,
they're not away. Either. It was, yeah, it, yeah. Was Stefan. It was Stefan.
It was Stefan. I planned my whole week and John was like, can you record on this week? And I said,
they are leaving. They're leaving. Or maybe they came back or maybe it's next week.
He's going to be in Vancouver most of the week.
I mean, there's a chance Ariel has done it before where, you know, she's not the best with faces and stuff. But Stefan, again, we live in a neighborhood where it's like there's not that many people.
I feel
here.
Bad.
Yeah, no. He said the sauce is pretty good. I'm cutting mine in half. So we're at TMT Burger. Now there's one up here. This is at Dale Mabry in Hamilton.
Hamilton.
On South Dale Mabry.
Whatever.
That's it.
This is the new music part.
Oh, look at the fucking sauce on G. go back. Gene Lasker.
I hate you.
Gene Lasker, Grandpa Lasker. Wipe your lip off. This is a grandpa stream today.
I think I know what happened. They were playing Adele in the background.
And so they covered it.
Oh, yeah.
Lasker is worse than Bubba, you're right.
I hate Lasker.
You can't go on the internet and advertise for a $99.99 burger, which is the most ridiculous thing I ever heard of in my whole life. And then you get there and you don't got the gold.
The most ridiculous damn thing I ever heard in my whole life. That's why I came here. I was going to eat one of those things.
Yeah, they saved your ass from spending the money, you dope.
That's the most ridiculous goddamn thing I've seen in my life. You can't got the thing and now I can't get it. There's something wrong with this country. Can't get $100 burger. Bubba was like, well, if they have it, I hope Gene Lasker pays for it.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Lasker owns something. I looked him up. He owns a company, Lasker. He owns it's like
burgers.
Owner of Lasker Powder Coating.
Oh, he's horrible.
You can do that.
Oh, thank you, son. Now, the smartest person that's ever been on Bubba's Food Reviews is Corbin.
So, hands down. I just got another message from Ariel, and she said, what if it's not Stefan?
That's the thing. And then also, what if it's not Stefan, and then you went out and kicked his ass, and then boom.
Oh, hang on. Ariel said it is.
Okay, good.
Okay, so we've got clarification that it is, and there's dots, so I think she might explain. He's back out from the store. Confront him.
What do you get at the store?
Confront him on video.
Ask him what he got at the store.
Confront him on video. I just texted to her.
All right.
I'm just an idiot for picking the wrong place. Say it.
Yeah.
No. Oh, I ain't saying that.
Did you hear that interaction?
Yeah.
Gene Lasker, Grandpa Gene, is just like, well, I guess I'm just an idiot then for picking the wrong place. And the kid, the only fucking, grown up person there is just like, yeah, no, I'm not saying that. Like,
I'm not. Chill out. I'm not saying that because you're a fucking big dumb psycho.
I'm just an idiot picking the wrong place.
Yeah.
No. I ain't saying that.
I think he actually said you don't have to say that, man. I ain't saying that.
Oh God. Oh, I hate it. I was around these kind of people all the fucking time when I was a kid. My grandpa would take me to the fucking horse racing track with his friend Slim Jim, and fucking Nick would just sit there and be like this. Say it again. And then, you know, you'd say it and be like, oh, you can say it in front of me. You can say, don't let Little Dick worry you, because my grandpa went by Little Dick.
Yeah,
Little Dick, Slim Jim, and I don't remember the other guy's name.
This kid, they feel bad for this kid. I mean, I don't know. Yeah.
Brian, yeah. If I made a TV show, it'd be Little Dick and Slim Jim, and they would just fucking go rocking around doing hillbilly stuff. My grandpa did not have a little dick. First of all, his last name was Roberts.
You saying your grandpa was fucking hung?
His name was Dick Roberts. He was a small guy. So they called him Little Dick.
It just looked big in comparison. No, they didn't.
They weren't talking about his dick at all.
I get it. When you're a little guy, even if you got kind of a, you can look like a hammer.
Little bit hanging out.
You know what? You're raising a good boy here. You're raising a good young man. Yes, I am.
So hang on. Pause it for a second.
I mean, they're just saying nothing. You can't even hear it. It's all drowned out by the back. But somebody said in the chat, cool. Really good question. He's in public. Will he beef in public?
I'm trying to figure out when he's going to beef. I mean,
I don't know if he will because he's in public.
But you think he won't beef in front of
I don't think he'll do Gene it in Lasker? Front of everyone. I think it's a personal thing, but we'll see.
It's a personal thing. You'd never do something like that for a Gene Lasker.
No. Dumb shit like yours, you did a good job raising yours. And then, shit hit the family.
Wait, whoa.
Yeah. He was saying Bubba's son is bad, I think.
Yeah, he said you did a good job raising yours and then shit hit the fan. I would think.
I did a good job. You did it. You had a fucking very, public sex scandal with the biggest wrestler in the history of the world. Where, and Gene Lasker's like, you did a great job, Bubba.
Where he, where a video of him having sex with your child's mother was all over the internet for everyone to watch.
No? Oh, that's too fucking good. You did a good job, Bubba. Don't let nobody tell you you did a bad job. You're just sleeping in your car for a short amount of time.
And then I'm going to give you back your dually.
You just got to drive the Crown Vic a little longer. It's going to happen when that Ben Affleck movie comes out. People going to come looking for you.
I mean... truly, that he will have a bit of a resurgence, but in a sort of remember that guy.
I happen to know that they are doing Bubba the Love Sponge in the movie because somebody told me, but my dream was that they just made it be some fat shock jock and they didn't mention him by name at all.
That would have killed them, but I don't think they'd be able to really do that, Such a well-known true story. I think that, but we don't know who plays him. It's not been cast yet.
So, we just know. Yeah.
Yeah. It's just, there is going to be a role of him in the movie, but yeah, I know Ben Affleck as Hulk Hogan is pretty intriguing, I have to say.
I'm excited about it. Hey. And yeah. It's cool. I
only eat half of mine. I'm going to save mine, but I'm coming right now.
I'm beefing.
Okay. I like it. Yeah. Yeah. He likes it. Ruben likes it too.
That's why you both bigger than me. You like shit.
Oh, don't act like you're junkie.
You're telling me that you go out of your way, come back over and buy a burger again?
No, I go to the one down the road close to me.
Fucking Gene Lasker.
This is as good as a Five Guys hamburger.
Oh, well, okay. Sorry.
Lasker's just being a classic. You're telling me to come back and get this fucking burger? Come on, man.
You go to the movies with him, and he's just never liked a movie in his life.
He's a negative to the core, this Lasker. I hate Lasker.
Hate him. And Bubba is being vulnerable a little bit. That's kind of weird. And Bubba isn't being bad with the kid. And he just had, his kid talked shit about on the thing.
Now it's a little pricey.
Oh, shut up. It's a burger.
It's a little pricey.
That's the one right there. Yeah.
Oh, my God. Yeah, it's right fucking there.
Whoa.
What did I do? Did I beef?
You went too far. Wait. Whoa, hey. The thing has come back off, so go back.
Oh.
Yeah, because his glasses came off.
Okay.
He took off the shades.
All right. Don't
go back too far. I think
right here?
Yeah, maybe a little bit further along, even. Maybe a 25 minutes. Just before he takes the glasses.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah, there we go.
This is good as a Five Guys hamburger.
Okay, yeah, this is where we were.
Yeah, so keep going.
Now it's a little pricey.
That's the one right there.
Yeah.
Here it goes. Now.
Okay, fast forward again.
Coben, we need to have him on here. Coben, I need to have you on here.
Whatever,
Coben's
man.
Coben's corner. Say it. Coben's corner. Oh, we've got 17-year-old Cricks. Your racetrack, we can run a game on.
Coben is a helpful person. Coben.
And he's smart.
People.
And he's smart. Yeah. He's learned how to play your game. Like when you set him up with Sam, the idiot that suggested this,
And you said, wouldn't you say that, Coben? And Coben could have said, yeah, I'd say that. But indirectly, he's calling you an idiot. So he's already figured out that that's a no-go. So he said, I ain't saying that. No, he might get up.
He just literally said, like, you might hit him.
And Lasker said, and Lasker was like,
oh, Lasker. Oh, I hate Lasker. I fucking hate Lasker.
He's the worst guy I've ever seen on.
He's actually like the worst. He's actually like the most like fucking objectionable person we've ever seen.
I would rather fucking hang out for a week with Opie than 1 minute with Gene Lasker.
Buddy, Lasker, yeah, the way Lasker reacted to that, it was just like, shut the fuck up. You know what I mean? Like, no.
We don't need that shit.
Lasker owns Lasker Powder Coating.
Okay. Yeah.
He owns a company.
He's worse than fucking Robert.
I went to his Twitter, and he had the last thing, he was this retweet where he retweeted, you guys are going to love this. This guy, Bill Applegate, tweeted at BTSL Radio, all these different like Bubba Army things, and a photograph, and it says return rental car with Bubba Army sticker. And he's returned his rental car with a Bubba Army sticker on the back. Oh my God. That was in 2015, though.
All right.
In his defense.
Here they go.
The TNT COVID-19 infused burger.
Not infused.
But
it's not infused with
COVID. In my opinion, one of the better burgers I've had in the food review. I mean, I feel my head. I got a fever. I think
he's beefing.
Buddy, I can tell you what that is. It ain't called a fever. It ain't called a fever. You just don't know. You have no idea what you're experiencing right now.
You don't have the language to refer to it. You don't
know how to deal with this. Bubba's gonna enlighten you, I would imagine.
Look how sweaty he
is. His hair just strung down his face like
that. Oh, he's so man, hot. His hair, I would love to see. All right,
it's probably just so hot where they are, though, too, because they have fans going, which means, you know, because it's an outdoor thing, they don't have air conditioning, so they just have hardcore fans. It's probably so hot.
Cancel culture jiver 3883 said Bubba feeding him fries like Bella.
Burgers I've had in the food review. I mean, how do you feel my head?
I'm beefing.
I got a fever. I think you got COVID-19.
That's right, I do.
Gene didn't have COVID until he had COVID.
I think that he got news from our man.
Gene, would you quit being so?
I'm telling you, he's going to watch this.
No, don't worry about that, Bubba. He's definitely not going to watch this.
We're going to watch this and we're not here. Everybody else will watch it too. We're gone.
But anyway, without Gene's interruption, I'm
going to
give it a...
Yeah, beef time.
Ooh!
I'm surprised he's doing this in front of Gene Lasker.
You
know, showing a little weakness.
He's showing Gene right now that this is what you should be doing. You know, deal with the situation yourself. Real man.
Gene, please, I'm going to need you to sit down and be quiet while I beef. Really quick.
Just 1 second, I have to beef.
I'm going to give it a... Let me see here.
Oh, my God, the breathing before he did that? What? Look at his face, the way he breathes in before he starts to... He takes the glasses off and he gets a breathe.
Anyway, without Gene's interruption, I'm going to give it a... Let me see here.
Oh, you got a fever too, huh?
No. I'm idiot.
Strong 8-6. 8-6. Coben,
on the taste of the burger or the whole...
Gene. Watch a video.
Gene.
Damn it, Gene. You never seen a video?
Piece of shit.
God, I fucking hate this fucking guy.
Fight to the death with Ron the Liar and you both punch each other in the face and die at the same time. Just joking, of course. We don't want anyone to die.
I'm saying a strong 8-6. Coben, on the taste of the burger or the whole...
Oh, the whole burger?
The whole deal, I give it an 8-6. Coben, this is out of 10. Zero being the worst.
Give it something good, Coben.
I got 8-6.
I'd give it 7-8-6. It's not too bad.
So
7-8-6.
Yeah, maybe
Look in the camera. I'll give it an 8.
Yeah, I'll give it an 8. It's not too bad.
All right, now, here comes Johnny. Here comes Johnny. I didn't have COVID until I got here and ate this burger. Now, be nice, Gene. I mean, it's a good burger. It's a good burger. It's a little pricey.
5.
Look at his face. Oh. Can you back up a little bit and then can you, when it zooms in? Okay, can you go slow motion here? Ultra slow motion.
Yeah.
I just want to show you guys something, okay?
His face is...
No, I want to show you guys something. This is important. Look at his face. Look at him. That's what happens when you don't beef properly. That's what happens when you don't beef properly. You end up looking like Gene. Look at him. He's fucking dead. He's been killed by the beef because he didn't know how to deal with it properly. It's actually like, this is what it'll do to you. Whew.
Oh, and that's good. French fries are good.
French fries are good as shit.
I like the skin on the potato like that.
All right, there you go. Look,
the burger's overcooked.
No, it's not.
It's well done.
Get it back.
Okay.
Well, burgers usually are well done, I think. You know what I mean?
All good burgers are well done.
I know in America, maybe there's like, you do that, but every burger I have is well done. None of them have pink in them, you know?
Gene is so fucking stupid. I'm going to move ahead just one quick.
It's all right, but it's not $18 worth. Well, all right.
Okay. Calm the fuck. You're about to pay $100, motherfucker.
How much did the Five Guys burger?
$18 fucking dollars.
$18?
Yeah. $14.15. The fries, $18.
Now, if Trump comes back, you're going to fix the world up, you know, in 90 Hang days.
On. This hamburger better go down to $12.
You think all these people are going to take their burgers?
Talking about four lives. That poor kid is drinking water out of my
All right. I think we're done. I think we're good.
Just a real beautiful ending to the worst man in the world. Chris, you gonna go kick Stefan's ass?
I'm gonna go find him and just talk to him. And you know, sometimes these situations do escalate if he, you know, tries to get fucking lippy with me or whatever. I don't know. I'm willing to fight. I'm not looking for a fight, but I'm willing to fight to defend myself.
Can I say though, real quick, that Gene Lasker seemed like he wasn't a Trump guy?
No,
did you notice that?
He's a Trump guy.
Okay. He just seemed like he was like, oh, Trump gonna come in and fix it in 90 days. You think these people gonna stop turning their prices up?
Oh, maybe he's further right. Man 666. Trump is too moderate for him.
He's a fucking RFK guy, maybe. But
yeah, he might be an RFK. Yeah, he's probably an RFK guy. He's probably forgot about RFK.
Yeah, I always forget about him too, Chris. Who am I raiding, friendos? He's a Warren guy.
Could be maybe he's a Buttigieg guy.
I'm sure.
Libby.
All right, we love you all this week on Guys, Star Trek Guys with Will Miniker and Aaron Thorpe.
And we're recording some fun ones with Felix and Gabris.
Yeah, Felix and Gabris this week we're recording with for the boys. I can't get in there. I got
still
it.
On? What the fuck, man?
Oh, Rax is on in a couple weeks, guys. Well, now we're out. So I think we're out. Hold on.